When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into this, I want to remind everybody that if you are a subscriber over on Apple or Spotify, you are automatically entered to win an eShop gift card. And if you leave a comment over on Spotify, that also enters you to win a second eShop gift card. So make sure to leave those comments. And if you'd like to get ad-free listening, make sure to subscribe either on Apple or Spotify. Now, let's jump into this thing, shall we? Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed Ecto Edition blasts onto the Nintendo Switch eShop this week. The Nintendo Life article says, I'm afraid of no ghost. Says, after being announced for Switch earlier this year, publisher and developer Illphonic has now revealed the Switch eShop page for Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed Ecto Edition, which confirms that the creepy co-op Ghost Hunter will be heading our way later this week on the 19th of October. The game originally launched on the PlayStation, Xbox, and PC last year, and we'll see you playing either Ghostbuster or, well, Ghost in a series of hide-and-seek style games. It's a 4-versus-1 setup where a group of proton pack-wielding protagonists team up to catch an elusive ghoul. Think of Luigi's Mansion minigame in Nintendo Land, and you won't be a million miles away. So this is very interesting because that is an incredibly fun game. So if Ghostbusters are your thing and you enjoy a 1v4 style game, this is one to check out. Here's some notes from the developers themselves. It says, Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed Ecto Edition will include the game and all 4 DLC drops from 2023. This is a fun multiplayer game, perfect for all skill levels. 4 proton pack wielding Ghostbusters attempt to catch a ghost haunting unique locations in an asymmetrical multiplayer battle, online or offline. As players progress, they will unlock cosmetics and upgrades for both Ghostbusters and ghosts to evolve their gameplay experience. The look and feel will deliver to fans an immersive experience in the universe, allowing them to play out their Ghostbuster fantasies. Whether hunting or haunting, this game is easy to learn and fun to master. Again, if you played Luigi's Mansion on Nintendo Land, this is going to be right up your alley. You're going to really enjoy this one. And from the looks of it, it looks really sharp. Also, this is it's in first person and the graphics look really good. How's it going to look on the Switch? Well, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see, of course, but hopefully it runs and looks relatively smooth. It's coming in at a price tag of $19.99. So you're not going to be, your wallet's not going to be taking too big of a hit on this one. But hopefully it's worth every penny and it is a good time to play. I have a feeling we're going to try this out with the NPC crew, but we'll just have to wait and see. Not sure if there's crossplay with other consoles or PC or not. And when we find out, we'll let you know. Moving on. The Clone Wars is coming to Minecraft next month in new Star Wars DLC. Now, I watched the video for this yesterday. And I'm not going to lie, I was very, very impressed with how it looked. This looks like some Star Wars content that we've been waiting for a very long time. And during Minecraft Live yesterday, it said it saw a number of exciting announcements from Mojang's Blocky World. There was update news, live performances, the reveal of the game's next mob, but perhaps the most exciting addition came in the shape of new DLC package from a galaxy far, far away. The Star Wars Path of the Jedi DLC will be bringing some Clone Wars action to Minecraft on the 7th of November. this one will see you playing, training to become a Jedi Knight, embarking on missions with some familiar faces, Master Yoda, Mace Windu, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and you know the drill, and taking on monsters and Sith Lords alike. What's more, you'll also get to wield your own custom lightsaber and travel about with your own droid companion. In the DLC, we must stress, not in real life, unfortunately. You can get a taste of everything that this DLC will have in store by checking out the following trailer from Minecraft Market, and there's more details to be found in the summary from Mojang below. And so, it says, with lightsaber in hand, this is a tweet or a post on X. I don't know why they changed the name. With lightsaber in hand, it is time to see the galaxy. Play as a Jedi Knight as you battle creatures, duel other Jedi, and embark on special missions with Yoda to an uncharted planet coming November 7th. If you haven't had a chance to see the trailer, I do recommend watching it. Minecraft is very much, to me, it's very much like Lego in the way that they can kind of take existing IP and make something magical with it. And this looks to be like some of the best, potentially the best DLC that I've ever seen from Minecraft. Now, keep in mind, I'm biased because it's Star Wars and I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but it does look like something that will get me jumping back into Minecraft. Here's what it says. Some blurbs here. It says, during the show, Vubi, I think, got a visit from none other than R2-D2. Apparently, a spot in the Jedi ranks has opened up and it has my name on it. This looks like just some, like, maybe some of the manuscript from the live event. It says, fine, maybe it has yours on it too, but who can truly master the Force? We will see on November 7th when Star Wars Path of the Jedi DLC lands on Minecraft Marketplace. Let's see if there's a, I just want to find a price here. See if they show the price. It looks like, I don't know that I'm seeing the price anywhere on the page. Maybe. Oh wait, here we go. Well, no, they're showing the price of actual Minecraft. So I'm not seeing how much this DLC will be. So who knows? I mean, guesstimate for me would probably be around $20. But again, I'm not sure. And maybe, like, I don't know how much content is going to be offered here. So 20 might be a little steep depending on how much we're going to be doing. Nonetheless, this is one that I want to pick up and see and play firsthand. First Four Figures shares a sneak peek of the Metroid Prime Samus Various Suit statue. Now, as soon as this tweet came up, I got an email from First Four Figures. And so it immediately took me over to YouTube, which just kind of showed the teaser trailer for this. And this is a gorgeous statue. These statues are going to get me in trouble, you guys. I have the Mario Kart one and I adore it. I think it's amazing. The Samus one looks like it would also, it would also look pretty good in my collection, but, I don't know. I don't know if I have the room for any more stuff for any more statues like this, but this one looks really, really great. So if you are a fan of Metroid, particularly Metroid Prime, you're going to want to make sure if you're not watching this over on Spotify, to go and check out the First Four Figures, Metroid Prime, Samus Various Suit, PVC sneak peek, because the statue looks amazing. It's going to be 11 inches. It's painted. And as far as the date, it just says coming soon. So, and this is not the first Metroid themed product from First Four Figures. There's also a life-size Samus helmet, which they're showing a picture of on Nintendo Life, which they're saying may be the ultimate Metroid collectible. And they're probably not wrong. So if statues are your thing and you're a huge fan of Metroid, I would say go check out the trailer, at least. But this may be something that you need to invest in. And if you pre-order before the 24th of October, you can get a $10 discount. The Analog 3D is reviving nostalgia with N64. Now, I saw this headline and I was like, what's going on here? I know, see, the Nintendo 64 has like the patents, or I think it's the patents, basically are getting to the point where they're going to be up. And, you know, you have pieces of hardware like the Retron 5, right, where it could have, you could play, you know, games up to the 64, but it didn't have the 64 because it was still, they weren't allowed to make it yet. Well, after 25 years, that goes away. So I'm thinking we're going to start seeing more of these like retro systems that can play 64 games. But let's take a look at the article here. It says Analog, renowned for producing retro gaming consoles from SNES to Game Boy, is making waves with their latest venture, Analog 3D, a Nintendo 64 compatible machine. While the price and release date remain undisclosed, the absence of an official N64 Mini from Nintendo and the inconsistencies in emulated N64 games ported to Switch Online set the stage for a potentially colossal launch for Analog. This news will invoke mixed feelings considering the challenges faced during the Analog Pocket's pre-order phase. Nevertheless, it's a boon for N64 game collectors aspiring to experience their cherished titles at optimal quality. The Analog 3D boasts 4K video output and compatibility with an 8-bit DOS wireless controller via Bluetooth. Leveraging FPGA technology, the console enables gameplay at the hardware level, mitigating the lag and output complications often associated with emulated solutions. According to Christopher Tabor, the founder of Analog, this console resolves the issues that plague software emulation, a domain where even Nintendo faces stumbling blocks. An important aspect to note is that the Analog's devices are exclusively designed for original cartridges with no official endorsement for copyrighted ROMs. Although fans have previously found ways to jailbreak the device and load games without cartridges, the company emphasizes its commitment to genuine gaming experiences, with a focus on players possessing a library of N64 classics such as Mario Kart 64, Super Smash Bros. 64, GoldenEye 007, and Wave Race 64. The Analog 3D offers an opportunity to relive cherished multiplayer gaming moments in flawless 4K rendition. I don't know about you guys, but the first game that comes to mind when I see this, one that we know we'll never see on Switch, is the wrestling games. The wrestling games like WCW versus NWO Revenge, or No Mercy, WWF No Mercy, fantastic titles. Of course, I got to try those out. Got to throw GoldenEye in the mix, of course. You know, Perfect Dark, can't miss out on that one. Maybe even some Turok, you know. But you can let me know in the comments on Spotify, which game would you be playing first? I'm curious to hear. Moving on here, Mr. Sakurai, retro game master crossover. So there's this retro game. It says creating games cross retro game master, and it's a video that he did on YouTube. So the article reads from My Nintendo News, in an exciting collaboration, game enthusiasts were treated to a thrilling showdown earlier this week, courtesy of the gaming master Masahiro Sakurai and retro game master's very own Shinya Arino. The long-awaited crossover promised an epic clash across a series of iconic retro games, offering a nostalgic trip down memory lane for avid gamers. The recently aired video, masterfully localized by the esteemed 8-4 team, showcased Sakurai and Arino engaged in a fierce battle spanning the golden era of gaming from 1978 to 1987. From the classic Space Invaders to the legendary Pac-Man, the showdown featured an array of legendary titles that shaped gaming's landscape during that iconic period. Astoundingly, well, you know what? I'm not going to spoil it for you because they go in and say who won, but I'm not going to say. So the person that did win won 5 out of the 9 games. And if you want to go and see for yourself how Sakurai did, just make sure to head on over to Creating Games Cross Retro Game Master and see for yourself. But it's always kind of fun to see this kind of stuff happen, especially with longtime Nintendo developers. It's just fun to see old games seeing the light of day again, in the hands of people that have created some of our, some of the greatest games of our generation. I love seeing this kind of stuff and hope to see more of it, honestly. this is a rumor that has been going around, you guys. And to me, it's just one of those things that's like, I kind of shake my head because it's very clickbaity, right? And here's the rumor. Nintendo is planning to release a version of the Switch 2 without backwards compatibility. Well, to me, this is quite simple. One, this headline gets clicks, right? So I get it. I understand it. Who knows? Maybe I'll title the show this just so I can get more clicks. Because, you know, it's all about them clicks. But, you know, this says, each day it seems that a brand new Nintendo Switch 2 rumor is circulating online. The latest rumor comes from Xbox era rumor monger. Look at Shapeshell Nick, who claims to have heard from his sources that Nintendo is planning a Switch 2 console, possibly without a cartridge slot, which won't be backwards compatible with your Nintendo Switch games. This would mean that there are two models, one with a cartridge and one that is all digital. As always, this is a rumor, and Nintendo has yet to announce their follow-up to the Nintendo Switch family of systems. And to me,
if you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's not hard for me to think that Nintendo would not do a strictly digital version and a non-digital version. Same as essentially Xbox and the same as Sony. It just makes sense that they see the statistics. They see plenty of people that are just like Johnny who have gone strictly digital. And as silly as it even sounds, I would still purchase physical games, even if I only had the all digital, just because a lot of times I'm just throwing them in my collection. Because for me, it's about collecting them and having them for years to come. And then I love the ease of being able to play digitally. I know that's not, you know, everybody's not doing that. And, but that's just something like for me, I'm glad that we're not seeing the physical completely go away. But something that's interesting, you guys, is I wasn't going to get to this one right away, but we're going to jump over to it right now, is there's a rumor that Walmart, and not only Walmart, but Best Buy, could be dropping physical, Best Buy, I think the title read all physical, and Walmart is dropping physical Xbox games soon. And so it's, we're getting to that time where like, how often do you go to like Best Buy or Walmart to buy a DVD anymore or a Blu-ray? I know for me, I've basically given up on physical media when it comes to my movies. It's pretty much all strictly digital at this point. And so think about these stores, you guys. Look, go into Best Buy, Walmart, Target. They're kind of small areas now that sell physical games. And they're often not stocked all that well. You can go to like, and even going to like GameStop. GameStop is more collectibles now than games. And I know you guys are saying, well, games are collectibles for you. Yeah, they are. I get it. But the store, I mean, I'm going to GameStop and I'm buying t-shirts often. I'm going to Target and I'm buying gaming t-shirts or, you know, at least graphic tees, something pop culture, right? But you go into Best Buy, which used to have like, I mean, if you think the Best Buy near my house, it's got two sides of Nintendo and it used to be packed full of Amiibo and controllers and all kinds of accessories. It's such slim pickings now. Like even the, even the game selection has just gone down so significantly. And what's crazy is there's a handful of Switch games are not easy to come by any longer as physical games, especially some of the year ones that they don't print any longer. So it's going to be an interesting time. Like, where are we going to go and get these physical games for Nintendo? I don't think this is going to be the generation that physical completely goes away for Nintendo, but I have a hard time believing that it won't be the last. I could be wrong, but that is really my gut feeling. So from Wario 64, it says Digital Bits is reporting that Best Buy will stop selling physical media, including 4K, Blu-ray, and DVD, possibly as soon as end of quarter 1, 2024, both in-store and online. And then Josh Fairhurst from Limited Run says, I would expect to see this trend continue in 2024. I've heard rumblings that Walmart is dropping physical Xbox games soon, and I would have to imagine further cuts to physical gaming sections will be made as well as we get deeper into next year. And I mean, I think some of this has to do with Xbox purchasing Activision, Blizzard, the majority. I think we can say with assurance that every one of the Activision Blizzard games that are on console will be on Game Pass. Retailers are looking at Xbox now going, what are we going to do with this? Because the way Xbox has it set up, you buy something on Game Pass, you also get a discount on it when you go and purchase it for when it comes off of Game Pass. But we know that first party games don't leave. So that means all of your Call of Duties, Overwatch, and anything else tied to Activision Blizzard is not going to, there's not going to be much necessity for it at retail any longer, which is crazy. They're leading the way, but we're going to, that leads me to believe, and maybe we'll do a breakout episode talking about this, that it won't be long before Nintendo has to introduce their version of Game Pass. And I believe that we will not only see Nintendo's version of Game Pass next year, but we will also see a more live service games from Nintendo. And I do believe Mario Kart could potentially be on the forefront of that list, and possibly even Smash. I don't know how that would work with all the licensing, but I could see both of those games moving into more of a live service structure. And how do I feel about it? For Mario Kart, I want both those games. I want as much content as possible, so I'm here for it. To have a battle pass for Smash would honestly be really fun. To have plenty of reasons to jump back in and play while unlocking stuff. I don't know about you guys, but it's a huge, huge lure for me. And I know some of you guys will disagree, and that's okay. We're all allowed our opinions. But I know for me right now, the games that pull me in the most, Fortnite, Halo Infinite, because of the Battle Pass, I had to have Optimus Prime. The only way to do it was to get all the way to level 100. And I did it. I did. I may have to spend a little bit extra money to do it, but I still did it. And I enjoy that. It feels like there's more reasons to jump in and play, you know, and I know it kind of sounds silly because it's like, well, isn't just gaming and having fun enough? I mean, sure. I understand the argument completely, but knowing, and again, it's probably all marketing, but like knowing that you could potentially have something that maybe your friend didn't get because he didn't do that battle pass or whatever the case may be, it kind of adds to the overall fun so that you don't end up getting FOMO. It's also crazy marketing, right? So just, I'm curious where you guys are at. I know I have some people, you guys can tweet at me at N64Josh. What do you think about, Nintendo eventually going all digital and then moving into more live service games and having a program similar to Game Pass? What are your thoughts? Would you like to see this? Do you hate the idea? Tweet at me or leave a comment over on Spotify, and I will dig into those comments and we'll use them in an upcoming episode. This one is unfortunate, you guys. This makes me a little bit sad, but both Super Mario Wonder and Sonic Superstars have leaked online. So this comes from a tweet from Ghoul Meal Dome. It says, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, the game is linked to the internet. It uses the module system engine, which also is also utilized by Tears of the Kingdom and Splatoon 3. If you're concerned about spoilers, now is the time to implement spoiler avoidance measures. You can mute words over on X or Twitter or whatever it's called now. But I mean, you can be scrolling TikTok and there are people streaming the full version of Super Mario Brothers Wonder. I've had people messaging me on Discord, tweeting at me, you know, wondering where they got it or how they got it. And these things just leak, unfortunately. And it's worrisome. Like I would not want to be the person that Nintendo makes an example out of. And we know they are not afraid to do that. So I personally wouldn't even mess around with this kind of thing. But some people don't care. Some people want to stick it to the man. You know, the thing is, some of the creators I see doing this are avid Nintendo streamers. And so I don't know if there's a frustration with the brand and they just feel like this is, you know, maybe it's their chance to be first. Maybe it's their chance to, you know, stick it to Nintendo and help spread the pirated game. I'm not sure. I don't know what the thought is behind it, but I know for me, it's not something I'm all about. And just as a warning to you guys, if you don't want, you know, I'm not sure that there's a ton to spoil other than just seeing some of the cool levels and things that you won't be able to, you'll miss out on just experiencing it the first time if you see them. There's probably not any major plot twists happening in Super Mario Brothers Wonder, but I am so excited to jump in nonetheless. And speaking about Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Kevin Afghani, I think that's how you say his last name, is voicing Mario and Luigi in Super Mario Brothers Wonder. So he went to Twitter and said, incredibly proud to have voiced Mario and Luigi in Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Thanks to Nintendo for inviting me into the Flower Kingdom. And I congratulated him, and a number of others did as well. And, you know, is this going to be the voice going forward? Like, are we going to see him in for many, many years as Mario? And the voices that I've heard, they sound good. They don't sound like Charles. They don't sound like the voices that we've heard for ever. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It's just, and there's certain aspects of life that change is difficult, right? And when you've heard one of your favorite mascots voiced in a certain way for so long, to have it change, well, it's a little bit, it can be a little bit tough, but I wish nothing but the best for Kevin and hope that he gets to stick with the voice for a very long time. What an amazing accomplishment to be able to voice one of the most iconic, characters of all time with Mario and Luigi. Like, I can't say that I'm not a bit jealous, you know. I know Johnny was trying out, like, whoo, let's go, right? So, we dreams crushed, I guess. But nonetheless, really, really excited for Kevin and his opportunity here to be able to voice Mario. Lastly, if you're a Kirby fan, get ready, because Nintendo does not shut down their current system without a Kirby game. And Nintendo has renewed the trademark for Kirby Triple Deluxe. So I don't know what this means other than the end is probably near for the Switch, you guys. The article reads, Nintendo has been delivering on Kirby games as of late, and they have recently renewed the trademark for the well-received Nintendo 3DS game Kirby's Triple Deluxe, which was released back in 2014. It is not clear whether this could be Nintendo's next remake for Switch or if it's just a standard trademark renewal by the Kyoto-based company. And we see this often, guys. Sometimes it does not mean anything other than that they're just doing their renewals. The latest Kirby game is Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe, which is available right now on the Nintendo eShop or at your favorite video game retailer, maybe, if you can find it. But it's always going to be available on the eShop. So there you go. That is today's Nintendo News Minute. Appreciate you guys listening. And we got some special stuff happening the end of the week. Crawler and I will be in Vegas together for TwitchCon, and When We Were Young tour to see the likes of Blink 182 and Green Day. So really looking forward to that. And you guys should expect to see us in at least one episode together. So appreciate you guys. And we will see you in the next one. Bye now.